Imperium Latinum scenes, Virgil 38. This is when Aeneas wakes up to see the ghost of Hector. And it's a lovely passage. Tempus erat. It was the time. Tempus temporis, a Newton noun, simple stuff. Quo, ablative, in which. Prima quies goes together. The first quiet. A quies is a noun, quies quietis. It's the nominative singular. First quiet or first sleep, if you like. The verb is incipit on the next line, from incipio to begin. First sleep begins. Mortalibus dative, for mortals. They're described as aegris. Aeger, aegra, aegrum means weak or sickly. For weak mortals. Et, next verb, serpit at the end of the line. It's where we get the word serpent from. Serpo serpere, to crawl. And it crawls gratissima. This means most grateful or most welcome. It means onto weak mortals again. It creeps on them or crawls on them. Dono duum. Dono is what's called a predicative dative. The word donum means gift. So here it means for a gift. We would say in English as a gift. And then duum is sort of a squashed up version of what might be divorum. It means, it's a genitive plural. It means of the divine ones or of the gods. So most welcome as a gift from the gods. In somnis, this is from somnos, somni, meaning sleep. In sleep, eke, look, that's parenthetical. Ante oculos means before my eyes, that's accusative plural. And then maestissimus Hector, maestissimus is superlative, it means very sad Hector. Visus adesse, if you notice, if you sort of go through here, in my dreams, look, before my eyes, very sad Hector. And then you've got visus adesse, you've got effundere, you've got raptatus, you've got trajectus. You don't, in fact, anywhere have something which is exactly a finite verb. So I think what we should do is we should take visus as visus est, which would come from videor, videri, visus sum, to seem. So he seemed, or he appeared, ad esse, infinitive, to be present, mihi, dative, to me, or just in my sleep, Hector seemed to be present. Que is and, effundere, effundo, effundere is to pour out. Largos fletus. Fletus is a fourth declension noun, and here it's in the accusative plural. The noun means weeping or tear. So to pour out tears, it says large tears, largos fletus, or just copious tears. Then we should probably take the ut quondam. Ut here doesn't mean in order to, it means as. And quondam means once. So as once, raptatus, from rapto raptare, to drag. Having been dragged, that's a perfect passive participle. And then bigis is an ablative. It's from bigai, bigarum, meaning a two-horse chariot. It means dragged by the two-horse chariot. Aterque is et ater, and ater means black. Here it's nominative, going with Hector. And black, in the cruento pulvere, those two words are both ablative, they go together. Pulvus pulveris, neuter, means dust. And cruentus arum, that means bloody. So black in bloody dust. Per que, we've got another que. So and per, going with pedes, that must mean through the feet, from pes pedis, meaning a foot. Trajectus, It's from tracheo, and it must mean sort of stabbed through or pierced through the feet. And then you've got Laura Tumentis. Tumentis looks very much as though it has to go with pedes. I know it's got IS on the end, but that's a standard Virgilian accusative plural ending. So pedes tumentis. Tumens means swelling. So through the feet swelling, Laura. Laura comes from lorum lori, a Newtonian meaning strap. Sort of, I think we'd say swollen from the straps in English. I'm not sure quite how that works, but, and so black in bloody dust and pierced in his feet, swollen from the straps. Of course, this refers to when he was tied up behind the chariot and the body was raced around Troy by Achilles. I'm sure you know the story. And if you don't know the story, you jolly well should. A here is a kind of exclamation. It just means, oh gosh, me, to me, oh me, you know, oh my, or something like that. Qualis erat. Qualis means of what sort, or just how erat he was. Quantum mutatus ab illo ectore. A quantum here is sort of adverbial, meaning how much. Mutatus, from muto mutare, to change. So how much having been changed, ab illo ectore, from that Hector. It's all fairly straightforward. Qui, who, redit, present tense here for a perfect tense in English, I think. Who returned, that's from redeo redire. And indutus, this is from induo induere, just means to put on, in the sense of clothe. So here, indutus, perfect passive participle, clothed, exuvias, this is from a plural noun, exuviae, which means spoils. Achille here is genitive, I think. From the spoils of Achilles, or clothed in the spoils of Achilles. You'll remember this is after he killed Patroclus. Well means or. Iaculatus, from iaculor, iaculari, deponent verb. So here the participle is active, having thrown, or when he had thrown, or just when he threw. What did he throw? Phrygios ignis. Ignis is accusative plural. I know it doesn't look it, but it is. Phrygian fires. And then pupibus danaum. Pupibus from pupis, it means the back of a ship, literally, or the stern of a ship. But it's often used in Virgil just to mean onto the ships. What do you think it is? Dative or ablative? Probably dative. Throwing Phrygian fires to the ships. Danaum is definitely genitive plural of the Greeks. When he threw Trojan fires onto the ships of the Greeks. Your adjectival agreements there are quite important. As long as you get Phrygios going with Ignis, you'll be okay on the rest of it. It'll all make sense. Then we get apparently no real verb. We've got squantum barum concreta sanguine greens vulnera illa gerens. Gerens is a present participle from gero gerere, which here just means wearing. It's nominative. It's agreeing with, I suppose, qui. You know, the Hector who returned, and it's continuing the sense. So you shouldn't really regard that exclamation mark after ignis as a definitive punctuation mark here. Just wearing a squalentem barbam. Well, a barbam is a beard. A squalentem must mean something like a matted beard, a squalid beard or something like that. And concretos going with crinis. Crinis is another one of these accusative plurals in Virgil. It means hair. Concretos, well, concrete hair, what does that mean? Must mean stiff. Hair, stiff, sanguine, is ablative from sanguis sanguinis, which means blood. So hair stiff from the blood. Vulneraque is et vulnera. And the wounds, that's from vulnus vulneris. And then another tricky thing with agreements here. Quae, we must be going back to vulnera, the wounds of which. But then you've also got to factor in plurima. And if you don't, you're going to get this bit wrong. Which, very many. So wearing illa, I forgot to do illa a moment ago. Wearing those wounds, the very many which, acapit, he accepted or he received, circum, around, muros, going with patrios. The father's walls, literally. When he took all these wounds around, or whilst he was defending his father's walls. And there you go.